Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. Happy New Year 2022. Exciting things to come, new possibilities. I'll be having a talk tomorrow for a company called MaxiCare, and my topic is onwards to the new possible. Yes, there'll be a lot of new possibilities. Amazing things are going to happen in spite of Omicron's spread. I have lots of friends left and right who are affected. Fortunately, and thank God, all of their symptoms are very minor. And I'm happy to hear that. We hear some news that Omicron might be what we're looking for in terms of resistance to the virus. We don't know what's going to happen. Only thing that we know that's going to happen is we should take control of our perspective and of our mindset, our choices, and what happens inside of us. We can't control anything outside of us, but we can definitely control what's inside of us. For New Year's, we know that New Year resolutions are there. And I mentioned last week's episode that New Year's resolutions rarely work, if at all, if we do not know how to set our goals. However, we think of New Year as a time when we should set our goals, what do we have to change, what do we have to renew, our first month, second month, third month, the things that I want to happen this year. But what if instead of thinking of the starting point, we think of the ending point? My birthday was January 2, and thank you for the people who greeted me. I mean, there are some who greeted me via email. Appreciate you guys. And for the start of the year, I kind of forgot that I spoke for a church and they gave me a gift check. Not a gift check, but a gift card from Amazon, around $100. And I forgot to use it. So the first thing I did was to buy myself books. One of which was a book that I have wanted to buy but keep on forgetting to get because it's not in fully booked our national bookstore. The title of the book is The Five Regrets of the Dying. I heard about it years ago, and I know The Five Regrets of the Dying. However, I hadn't really had the chance to read it entirely. It was so amazing when I read it. And what if we can go to the end of our lives? One day, you'll be gone. One day, I will be gone. Hopefully for a very, very, very long time. Or in a very, very long time. But have you ever thought what life would be if you are in the verge of dying? Let's say we only have a few months to live. A few weeks to live, or even a few days to live, what would you be thinking of? What would you be talking about when friends visit you, when you are with your family, and only a few days left in your life? And mind you, this is going to happen to all of us. This virus, it gave us so much awareness how valuable and fragile life is. Many have lost friends, loved ones. I have lost some friends too in this pandemic. And made me realize that there was one in particular I spoke to him for almost 2 hours. And after a month, he passed due to COVID. And when I was talking to him, he was living his life to the fullest. And he was so happy. He was so purposeful. And though I miss him dearly, my good friend, I know that he lived life without any regrets. So what are the 5 regrets of the dying? Thinking about this now, it made me realize that we can actually think or start from the end of our life. That we can use death as a tool for living. If our days are numbered, the Bible says, teach us to number our days so that we will live. We will have a heart of wisdom. Yeah. Nag-brain fart ako doon. Teach us to number our days so that we will have a heart of wisdom. Tama ba yun? I-check ko lang, ha? But, well, effect ng New Year. However, as I discussed the 5 days of the 5 day, still at it. Ayan, tama. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Ayun. Okay. Ito yung ano natin, yung babalikan natin ngayon. No? I was talking about the 5 regrets of the dying, and here they are in order. The 5th regrets, and this is actually coming from Bronnie Ware. She wrote the book. She became a caretaker for years, for almost a decade, and served many, many people who were dying. And she found out that most of them, not all had regrets, but most of them have in common, the 5 regrets that they spoke to her about in their last few remaining months, days here on Earth. The 5th one, I wish I had let myself be happier. It was already too late, and they found out that happiness is a choice. It's not dependent on others, that they shouldn't have had a victim mindset, but they should understand that all the choices they make, and we keep telling ourselves that we don't have a choice, but we always have a choice. And one in particular is that no matter what you are experiencing in life, you have a choice to be happy. Happiness is a choice. It's not dependent. It does not depend on how much money you have in the bank, your achievements. I know many who are so successful and yet they are not happy. It's all about our perspective. To count our blessings, not to count the hurts that you have experienced along the way. I wish I had let myself be happier. This actually was one of the things that bothered me for the longest time. When I was young, I thought that happiness would come from my achievements. And the more I achieve, the more I realize that it's an endless pursuit. And I would even be spiritual about it. And whenever I pray, I would tell God, Lord, I know that this is for you. It's like a burning bush so that I would praise you through my success. Others will look at you and will see that you are the reason why I'm successful. But when I lost everything, I failed. It's as if God was telling me, Jason, you can glorify me through your failures as well, even more so than through your success. And when I was so down, I didn't have any money left. I started counting my blessings. And we never begged. We never borrowed money again, even though I was millions in debt. I mean, me and my wife, we were millions in debt. But with the little that we had back then, even in Christmas, our house was disintegrating because we didn't have money to renovate it. Well, we were happy. And when we had a little money from the earnings that I would have and the time when we paid off our debts, one by one, in the corners of our home, we would renovate the kitchen and afterwards the children's bedroom and then our sala, little by little, bit by bit. And it made me count the blessings that come our way. And then I remembered when I was really successful, I had no happiness because everything I took for granted, money was so easy. I would earn money by the buckets and it was so easy for me. And I would spend them as easily, and yet my heart was devoid of any happiness. Happiness is a choice. But more than that, I know in my heart, because of all the experiences I had in my life, I know that happiness is simply a byproduct of a godly life, a life lived with the knowledge and a relationship with God. That's the first one. I wish I had let myself be happier. Okay? Or rather, the fifth regret of the dying.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number four is, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. For those of you who are counting how many friends you have and you have only a little, well, that's more than enough to have a clue if you are truly friends. Whenever we would talk to this person and then you would ask them how they are, if they keep on telling you they're good, they're okay, then I guess your friendship is not there yet. Medyo mababaw pa siya. Pero if you have a friend who tells you what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, and they're open, they trust you, and please do not share their secrets, then maybe you have reached that level where you have actually become friends. For me, I have a lot of friends, but I only have a few friends, close friends, that I would really get in touch with. I would call, I would text, and we would find time, even though we are so busy, to have dinner. Though there's a pandemic right now, so we would just call each other. Kahit na gaano kami ka-busy. Kasi yung mga ibang friends ko now, I have one who's very, very successful and would say na, you know, now I don't know if the people I meet are really my friends. That's why I'm more comfortable with those whom, when I was just starting, they saw me at my worst. Sila yung mga kinoconsider ko talagang my really good friends. And keep in touch with your friends. Do not let busyness block that. Get in the way. Kasi yung busyness naman, makakahanap talaga tayo ng time. Kung hahanap ka ng time, there's always time. And make time for your friends that matter. Okay? Starting this week, find time to text them, call them, get in touch, and make sure to tell them ahead. Meron kang disclaimer na no agenda. I'm not gonna sell you anything, or I'm not going to ask you to buy from me. I just want to know how you've been doing. I just want to reconnect. Kamustahan lang. Tapos mag-usap kayo ng mga kwentong walang kwenta. Mga pag-uusapan niyo yung past na kung kailan kayo nagsama, mga kalokohan, kakulitan. Yung mga pinakamasarap na kwentuhan, no? Yung mga kwentuhang walang kwenta. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. The third regret of the dying is, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. And this was, I guess, all of these regrets were part, at one point, were supposed to be regrets in my life. And it's fortunate that I had rectify them in a way. And I know that this is going to be a journey all throughout our lives. We should be aware of these five. Pero yung I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Kasi ako, ang number one challenge sa akin is really about forgiveness. It's so difficult for me to forgive, probably because of my experiences when I was young. Yung forgiveness sa akin, no? Nagkaroon ako, nag-harbor siguro ako ng bitterness when I was young, na hindi ko siya nailabas. And now it's so difficult for me to forgive, especially those who I trust and they broke that trust. And mahirap. And just recently, after more than a decade, I reconnected with a friend who we've lost in touch, and there were some pain, unforgiveness, bitterness. And when we started forgiving each other, talking to each other, now we're texting each other again. Sarap lang, no? The feeling, being liberated from the bondage of unforgiveness. So what are those things that you wish you had the courage to express those feelings? In the book, Charlie, who was about one of the clients of Bronnie Ware, the author, he was about to die in a few weeks, and his children, his son, his daughter, were fighting over the will, over their will. And the son said, "Well, I did so much more for dad. Why are we getting equal from dad's will?" And they were fighting. The daughter was crying, and she, when Bronnie told them to go out of the room because they're doing more damage, and their dad is there in their room while they were fighting, he spoke to them individually. And the daughter said, "Well, it's not worth it, whatever we are receiving." And the son had so much pain. And when she was left alone with Charlie, the dad, she found out that Charlie had never told his son that he loved him. And Bronnie said, "Well, you have to tell him. But I do love him, and he knows that already. But probably that's one reason why he's working so hard to prove himself to you, to earn your love, to earn your affection, and for him to see that you are indeed proud of him." And it took time for Charlie to reconsider. And when he did, yeah, there was actually a point where his son visited him, and he told Bronnie to call her daughter and tell her daughter not to come so that he can be alone with his son, and vice versa. The following day, it was the daughter's turn. And while he was with his son, Charlie, they called Bronnie in, and the son was crying. He was crying. And Charlie told Bronnie, "Bronnie, I just want you to know, I told my son that I love him, and I want you to be a witness also that I'm so proud of this man, that he is more than enough, that I love him with all of my heart." And Bronnie started to cry as well. But, well, if you haven't told your loved one that you love them, do so. My dad never told me that he loved me. My dad passed away more than 10 years ago. Though I know that my dad loves me. I know that my dad was proud of me. But he didn't tell me. But it's okay. Because I felt it. I know it. And the first time I told him that I loved him was when I was already 23 years old. At least I got to tell him that I love him. And you know what happened when I told him that I love him? Our little relationship changed. We became closer. And if you have children, please tell them that you love them. As much as possible, I tell my children that I love them every day. My mom passed also a decade ago, a few years after my dad. And today, I have no chance to tell them that I love them. If only I can hear their voice again. If you haven't told your parents that you love them, do so. Even though they have caused you pain, hurt, learn to forgive. Learn to show your emotions, especially to your loved ones. And I encourage you to tell them that you love them. I believe that your relationship would change after that. And forgiveness will follow. So whatever emotions, feelings that you need to express, do so and live a life without regrets.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The second, and I think I'm still here, continuously learning from this. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. And there was this tragic story. One of his patients, again, who was about to die, well, he asked her, Bronnie, for a date, but it was just a friendly date. So this gentleman was almost 8 years old. And then he asked Bronnie, well, I just have one favor. If you do not have a pink dress, I would buy you one. And Bronnie laughed and declined, all because she has a pink dress already. So she went along and she had so much fun with him. And when while they were there in an expensive, very expensive restaurant, the guy was waving it to another table with a bunch of other 78-year-old guys, and she realized that his friends were there. And he told his friends not to bother them, but right after they had lunch, he introduced Bronnie to his friends just to show them how beautiful his caretaker is. And after that fun time, this guy shared his tragic story that his identity was so attached to his work that he didn't want to retire. He loved the privilege, the accolades, and the status that his work brings, that he delayed retirement. His wife was begging him to retire so they can travel, start traveling, that something that they've not done at all. And he kept on delaying it until one day he said, okay, I will retire. And his wife was so happy, but he asked for one more year before he would retire. So his wife every day was so happy, blooming, and she would talk to travel agents, plan their travel to parts where she wants to go, parts of the world. And then one day she started feeling something at her back. At first, they didn't think much of it. And then the pain persisted. And then they realized that it was something serious. And they found out that the wife was dying. And this was like around 8 months before he would retire, around 6 to 8 months. So when they found out, he immediately retired, but had so much regret because his wife cannot travel anymore because of her condition, and lived for another 3 months. And then she died without experiencing the time that she has been waited for her husband to retire. And that gentleman told Bronnie, he's so successful, and yet why did he work so hard? All for nothing. All along, he was working for his wife, he was working for his family, and he forgot the very reason why he's doing what he's doing for his loved ones. And changed his focus to working, the addiction that it brings. So for those of you who are working, well, that's good. You work, you love your work. And if you don't love your work, well, number 5 said, I wish I had let myself be happier. Either find happiness in your work, or if you can't find any purpose in your work, look for another work that would give you more happiness. Yeah, or would help you see your purpose. Work hard, but remember why you're doing it, and balance your work with your life. Well, I mentioned this, that balance does not exist, that it's about counterbalancing, okay? But in the context of our discussion right now, when I say balance, it's more of really understanding to prioritize our family, prioritize our loved ones, and prioritize the most important things in your life rather than just your work. Because work is always going to be there, not our family. I mean, the birthday of your daughter at 1 year old would be different when She's 3 years old, 5 years old, when she still thinks of imaginary friends. And then from there, at 10 years old, it would be different. Teenager would be different. My daughter now is 13 years old. And whenever we would go to Toys R Us, it's just that she, by the way, Toys R Us is one of my clients. If you're from Toys R Us, okay, I love you guys. Ayan, di ko sinabi yung kalaban na. But you know, this is how kind the bosses in Toys R Us are. I had a segue lang tayo. I had a meeting with them, and during the meeting, I told them, you know, I'm a fan of your company. I were always there buying stuff whenever we would need anything. And then one of the bosses asked me, oh, what branch, Jason? In V-Mall in Green Hills. And he said, the meeting is over. And then I found out that that's not Toys R Us. It's actually Toy Kingdom. It was just joking. This meeting is over. And they ended up getting me for like more than five sessions for their team buildings. This was pre-pandemic. I hope I get to see them again. Kahit na online, how times have changed. Ayan. Well, ba't ko ba nakwento yon? Ayun, punta kami ng, ano, ng Toys R Us. Nintinan namin yung mga toys. Wala nang interest yung daughter ko. Pero before, pag nakakita ng mga dolls love, ng LOL dolls love, na alam niya yun, kinikilig. Talagang kinikilig pag binubuksan niya. No? Hindi niya alam kung ano yung nalabas sa toy because it's by random. Kinikilig siya. Ngayon, wala nang kilig. Ayan, ayokong antayin yung time na sa boys na siya kinikilig. No? Doon ako, yun ang kinakatakutan ko. So, work, but remember, work for the right reasons. Work with purpose. And remember why you're working in the first place. And the last one, the first. Ano ba yan? Last one ako. Fifth, fourth, third, second. Ito yung first. The first regret of the dying. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. If you have dreams in your life, dreams that you have buried, it's about time to resurrect those dreams. Have the courage. Life is about being courageous, not staying in a box where you are safe, but you will live a life of regret. You will die with regrets because you didn't have the courage to grab hold of that dream and to make that dream, turn it into reality, to make and chart your destiny. Your destiny is in your hands, not in someone else's. Have the courage right now. 2022, use this year, make this year as the year of courage. That no matter what, you will live a life that is courageous, that's getting you closer to your dreams, your vision. What do you want in your life? You want to start a business? Then plan right now and do it. Have the courage. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you will lose money. Be wise, of course. Huwag yung sayangan yung opportunity or gastos ang tasos tayo, bibili tayo ng mga gamit, invest. Pag-aralan nyo, of course, kailangan yan. Pero the worst thing that can happen to you is you'll lose money, right? And then you learn from it, and then you move forward. Yung mga kinakatakutan natin, most of them, it will not happen. Have the courage today. You want to become an author? Write that book. Start that business? Yes, start that business. You want to express your feelings to this girl that you have been eyeing for a long, long time? Go ahead. The worst thing is, babasirin ka niya. Okay lang yun. Diba? It's not your loss. It's her loss. Ayan. At least yun ang i-project mo. Pero pag nag-isa ka na lang sa kwarto, iiyak mo na lang yan. Lord, bakit ba ang pangit? Hindi ka pangit. Guwapo ka, no? Tall, dark, and handsome. O hindi ka tall sa dark lang handsome. Yung courage natin. Have courage today. 2022, make this year the year of possible. It's going to happen only if you have courage. If you've liked this episode, please share it to your friends. And please also follow me on my social media handles on Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn. That's Jason Law. And for those of you who just listened, I am a speaker. And if you have some needs for your events, hey, I'd be happy to meet your team, to speak to your event. Look forward to that. This is my calling in life. And that's also one of the things that I would have had regretted if I didn't pursue this calling of speaking. because there were so many times that I wanted to quit speaking. In fact, I had businesses before that, you know, if I still were in that business, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. And I don't regret it because it may not have been easy. It may not have been secure, but courage gives us a spring to our step and joy in our heart. No one ever regretted having courage and chasing their dreams. Because even if you don't hit your dreams, you will hit something. Something that will be more pleasurable, more fulfilling than not acting on it and not using courage to live your life to the fullest. This is Jason Law, and we have just unboxed the 5 regrets of the dying. Instead of looking at your goals, let's start at the end of our lives. These are the regrets of the dying. Do not commit the same mistake as them. Pure wisdom. We can learn, we can use, so that 2022 is going to be a year of courage, purposeful courage. And we will make 2022 the year of the possible. God bless you. This is Jason Law, and you're listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your personality. God bless you. See you again next week.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.